Hi. The topic of this article is How to Write a Precy Step by Step. Published on the HandmadeWriting.com website, the best-in-class essay writing service for college and university students. What is a précis? Précis comes from a French word précis, and is literally translated as precise, clear, up to the point. The précis meaning pertains to a summary of any writing piece, be it a book, an article, or a novel. What is typical for this unusual type of assignment is the outline of the main points and arguments presented in the given text. Any deep or critical analysis should not be provided in précis, but it should nevertheless objectively explain the situation narrated in this or that literary piece. Mark Twain's quote. Mark Twain once said, "I didn't have time to write a short letter, so I wrote a long one instead." His claim hit the very essence of précis writing. For while it might seem easy to compose a short paper dedicated to the crystallization of story events, this is not the case with précis. It should be short, but at the same time, it might not be so easy and quick to write. Considering that précis is a type of summary, it should naturally be devoid of rewriting of the original text. Therefore, précis writing always involves critical reading and research. Summary versus précis. We've already mentioned before that précis is basically a text summary. But in fact, there's a fine line between the two terms. A summary is a brief statement that succinctly covers the main points of a given text. Whereas précis should have a title and be one-third of the total words in the original passage. Also, summary broadly discusses the main events in general, while précis focuses on every detail and deeply analyzes a particular situation. Let's take an example to dispel your confusion on this matter. Imagine you've recently got a task to analyze the second scene of the first act of Shakespeare's play Macbeth. Which category would you classify this assignment to, summary or précis? You got it right if you chose the latter variant. This way, a précis can be defined as a brief form of an essay or a chapter in a book or an act in a play. Précis outline. The outline is one of the essential parts of précis writing. It allows to properly structure and organize the flow of ideas and helps to sequentially point out the main arguments of your précis. Before you start writing the outline, it's important to boil down the list of possible topics to the main one. Then, you'll need to decide on the purpose of your outline, which depends on the topic you chose to write about. For example, the outline can be written to entertain, reflect, or inform readers on this or that theme. Another crucial step on the way to writing a perfect outline pertains to research. Read the material thoroughly, gather necessary information like quotes or facts. Then take notes and assemble all the pieces together to start crafting an outline, taking some information here and there. Once you're done with this task, move down to brainstorming. This powerful practice of generating ideas might help you fix that genius thought that's just sprung to your mind. You can note down your brainstorm results in the form of random scribbles or create a mind map to build associations with the ideas. And in case some points don't fit into your précis outline, you can always erase or cross them out. The next block of an outline is dedicated to thought arrangement. If you wonder how to structure an essay, remember to always formulate the information that'll be included in the introduction, as well as in body paragraphs, and conclusion. At the stage of finalizing, don't forget to read your précis outline again and fill in the missing points if necessary. Also, proofread the outline before writing ideas on the assignment itself. That is, check it for typos, grammatical and spelling mistakes, and formatting errors. How to start a précis. For some, the phase of preparation for a précis is much harder than the process of writing it. Many questions are coming to mind at this point, like where do I start from? What shall I do in the first place? How much time do I need to prepare my précis? The formula to effective setup is a proper study of the given text. At first, you'll need to read the material. And not only do a skim through but also make sure that you fully grasp the idea which the author conveys in the reading. For this, you'll probably need to read the text several times. If this is a novel, you can read it twice, if it's a short story, 3 to 5 times will be enough. Also, you can write down the meaning of unknown words if there are any. Annotate your text. While you're reading, don't forget to annotate your text. This process stands for underlining and highlighting focal information while making notes for yourself. Annotation comes at handy during the creation of précis, since it helps to latch onto the important text points and get familiarized with the material much faster. How to write a précis paragraph. Precy normally encompasses such information as author, article/book title, date of publishing, and topic in the very first sentence. Such a lead-in will briefly state what the book or novel's idea is about. The second sentence should concentrate on the evidence that articulates the author's method of telling their narrative. Here, you might want to dwell on several arguments, comparing and contrasting them, to illustrate the author's point. In the third sentence, you'll need to explain the purpose of the text. No need to invent another aim than the one you deem important. Define the text's meaning just the way you think, feel, or believe. The main body usually expands the supporting arguments to explain the author's evidence, purpose, and ideas. It often takes a short paragraph to write the main body. The conclusion part encapsulates the main author's idea of a book in 2 to 3 sentences. There, you'll need to restate the thesis statement and write a concise summary explaining the author's type of evidence. In the introductory sentence, indicate the author's name, article/book title, date of publishing in parentheses, and topic you want to discuss. A rhetorical verb outlining the author's primary purpose, for example, assert, argue, deny, refute, prove, disprove, explain. A that clause which includes the thesis statement of the book or novel. In the main body, write a sentence that provides clarification of how the author formulates and further explains the main point of the reading. Write a sentence wherein include a statement that reflects the author's purpose. Use the in-order phrase to develop this sentence. Write a sentence with a description of the presumed audience and the depiction of connection which the author establishes with readers. In the conclusion, present a finishing remark of 2 to 3 sentences to shed light on the author's intended idea for the book or article. Give a one-sentence restatement of the major claim which the author used to develop their evidence in the reading. What are the 4 steps of Precy? 4 steps of Precy. Writing Precy is an art in itself, which, as you can see, takes a healthy dose of time and effort. Apart from that, there is a couple of steps and requirements you should comply with to create an A+ Precy. So to make it easier for you not to get lost in a bunch of lengthy processes, let's break them down for convenient and effortless navigation. The first step of Precy lies in studying the text. The second one, in structuring your Precy. The third phase is dedicated to revision and proofreading. As for the fourth step, we'd like to share the best practices for writing a worthy Precy to guide you in the right direction. First, always strive to consult with your instructor regarding the formatting requirements. These might be specific for a specific Precy. Therefore, the format can depend greatly on the text lengths. For example, a Precy for a short article will, as a rule, be 100 to 200 words long. Whereas long books require a Precy that can expand to several pages. Another proven practice of proper Precy writing has to do with the style of composing it. The most typical mistake the majority makes is the incorrect tense usage. Specifically, past tense is not a rare occasion when it comes to writing a Precy. However, it's important to stick to the present tense so that the instructor could follow your text smoothly. Also, remember to ascribe your evidence to the author rather than to the book or article. For instance, write Brown argues, instead of the book argues. Besides, you should avoid personal opinions of any kind, since they might distort your Precy with excessive subjectivity. The very purpose of Precy is to stay objective, so avoid making claims from your own perspective if you want to get positive comments from the instructor. Because ultimately, the approach of expressing personal thoughts might result in a lower grade for your Precy. How long should a Precy be? There's no universal rule for a Precy length, because it can vary significantly depending on the assignment. For example, your Precy can range from 100 to 200 words when the given reading is an article to 2 to 3 pages if the assigned material is a big book. Whatever the length for your Precy, it's essential to take into account that it should be 1/5 to 1/6 of the original reading's length. End of article. You always can get essay writing help with handmadewriting.com. Bye.